It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Those spring bulbs that we planted are starting to flower and show off all their glory. That is, unless the rabbits and the deer find them first. Can you give us some great ways to prevent critters munching on those?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the more frustrating things. You wait all winter for some color, and then the deer and the rabbits eat them. So let me talk a little bit about protecting your bulbs as they're flowering and a little bit about when you're planting them from all kinds of animals. So first of all, if you have rabbit and deer that are going into your garden, you might notice they're avoiding certain bulbs. They may not like the daffodils or the scillas or the fritillarias or the alliums. So if you really have a problem with these animals and it's hard to get rid of them, you could just favor planting those kinds of bulbs in the future because they're not going to be so interested. They're mostly loving those beautiful tulips and crocuses that you have out there. Now, if you do have some of those bulbs coming up, one thing that we do, my wife Wendy puts these little metal cages over the clusters of bulbs. And it's not completely foolproof, but it's enough to kind of discourage a deer or a rabbit from getting in there. And that seems to work pretty well. Another thing that we do is we spray animal repellent, and we use one called Plant Skid. That's SKYDD. And this is made from blood meal. It smells horrible when you put it on. It smells like, oh my God, something died. But within an hour, the smell is dissipated for us, but not for the animals. It can last a long time. The only thing with any of the repellent sprays is you have to remember that as the plant is growing, that new foliage and new flower is not protected. So you may have to reapply it a second time. But we've had good success using that on our bulbs. Now, if you have those critters that are digging underneath the soil and eating your bulbs so they don't even come up in the first place, there's a couple of things you can do in the fall for them. When you're planting bulbs like tulips and crocuses, put a handful or two of crushed seashells. It's a project for the summer when you go to the beach. Collect some seashells, grind them up, and put those in there. They don't like those sharp objects around the bulbs, and they tend to avoid them. Another thing you can do if you have a lot of pressure is create a little wire cage and throw your crocus bulbs in those and bury the cage. We did that last year. Our crocus looked beautiful. So there are ways to have your bulbs and not have all the animals eat them.
Great. I like those preventive tips. Question time. Here is a question from Andrea in Cornwall. Andrea writes, we're definitely going to try hugelkultur this year. We have lots of invasive buckthorn trees that we're cutting down, and I'm hoping they're acceptable for use in the hugelkultur bed and not to be avoided like cedar. Can we use these logs?
Yes, Andrea, you can use the buckthorn, but you want to make sure it's really dead. So if you're going to use logs of it, of course, cut them off right above the root system and don't throw the root system in there because they can sprout again. Also, make sure they don't have any berries on the branches. If you do that and then put those in there, they should work fine.
Marlene in Quebec writes, I have daffodil and tulip bulbs that I forgot to plant in the fall. They've been in a cool, dark place all winter. Can I plant them now or should I freeze them for another time?
Oh, Marlene, I don't know. This is a tough one because you can't really save them any longer. They really need to be in the ground. So my suggestion is it's warm out there. Plant them. Go ahead and plant them somewhere in your garden. Hopefully what will happen is that they'll send up at least some foliage. They may not flower, but at least they'll send up some foliage to rejuvenate that bulb so that next spring they'll actually flower for you. They may or may not make it, but this is probably the last ditch effort to try to get something out of those bulbs.
And Ella in South Burlington has this question. I followed your excellent video, Ella writes, on growing spring bulbs in pots last fall and recently had the most beautiful display of indoor crocus. I'm now wondering what to do with the bulbs now that the flowers are starting to wilt. Ella writes, I also planted a layer of daffodils and tulips below the crocus and are anxiously awaiting for them to bloom.
Nice. So if I'm assuming it's all planted in some potting soil in a container with some soil. So what you could do with the crocus is once they're done blooming, if you can move them outdoors and plant them into your garden, that would be the best thing. Because that way they can put out their foliage, they can rejuvenate that bulb, and then hopefully next year they'll come back and flower for you again in the spring. Outdoors. You can't really keep them in the container much longer than that.
Keep sending questions. Search All Things Gardening at vpr.org. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I want to let people know that at 4 o'clock today, I will be on YouTube Live with some friends from Gardener Supply and from the Vermont Community Garden Network talking all about no-dig gardening. And if you want more information about this and to sign up for this webinar that's happening at 4 p.m. on Sunday, go to vpr.org/events. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.